That's wonderful. Yes, again, nice instrumental by the talented Glenn D. Custer. Imagine. All right, today you're listening to CR Radio, the Knowledge Station. I'm going to give it to you, knowledge. And my head note is this. People who believe in the creation story of Genesis creation will always be guessing, be ambiguous, uncertain, full of belief and faith in what is never known. And therefore, life becomes just something you enjoy by eating and drinking, sleeping, and all the nature things that you find to do, because you really don't know anything for certain about life except those things. I was a part of that too, church from 87, and it's after I was 50 years of age, I begin to realize that the world does has civilization belongs to African hybrid people. Civilization. You don't guess about what life is. Science tells us, the good academic science tells us, that the earth that we are living on, 24 hours day planet, is 4.5 billion years old. So we don't have anything to do with happening 4 billion years ago. But we have a history that gives us a spot of temporal time when life began to evolve on Earth. We are not of the evolutionary life. We are hybrid. Whereas we were of a creation of life that comes from the Homo sapiens. And Homo sapiens is a creation, I understand, of the gods, that later on they were able to take from Homo sapiens and create us hybrid. We are not hominid. We are from hominoid then. And we are taken from the wise Homo sapiens. We don't guess about human life and the different sea life or land life. We have a history, coherent history, Sumerian history, academic, certified, and it's the only civilized history on Earth. Sumerian. Atra-Assistet. If you go and start to believe in the Bible, you will never know anything besides believing in a spirit God, and everything you see in the world is attributed to that spirit God. But if you read the Bible like I have done, then you know what type of confusing book to read that never give you a coherent thesis that you can, you know, understand the civilized life that you're living. And that's the difference between Bible believing and knowledgeable history. All right. So I wanted to make that the head note of what I'm going to say. We have problems to solve. We can't solve them because we believe into Genesis creation story. But dealing with the history itself, it's coherent. It is the knowledge that you understand. Just like you understand about your grandmother, your grandfather, and your mother and your father. You understand that very well. There's no ambiguity in that, right? But once you start talking about God and Jesus and the devil and all these kind of stuff, there's nothing there that you can find as a historic fact. There's no historic fact in the phantoms of the Bible, my friend. All right. So let me get on to it now. The title of the show I have here for you is Divine Architects. Divine Architects of Kingship and First Zodiac Bureaucracy Calendar. If you read about this, you're reading about civility, not church. Okay? Church calls for you to believe in what you don't know. This is human, coherent, civilized thinking. When we are talking about divine architects of kingship and first zodiac bureaucracy calendar, that's not dreaming. This is certified academic Sumerian history. It will take you out of Alice in Wonderland. Bible, Adam and Eve in a garden. God threw them out and didn't want to let them back in. God said, you know, these two people, they have heat of the fruit that I forbid them to eat, and now they have sense. No good from evil. That means God did not want them to know good from evil. And God said, no, they are wise as us. Read it really good and tell me if you understand it. Call me 661-467-2407. All right, let's get to it. Because I want to delve into this, and I only have like about 45 minutes to do it. The Sumerian Mesopotamian certified prehistory wrote BC, or you can say BCE, 450,000 years ago. The Elohim gods initiated the first civilized era on Earth. Listen to this really good. The prominent initiation began with kingship bureaucracy, zodiacal calendar. You hear that? Does that sound ambiguous to you? Sound like a mystery? Or it sound like something within your grasp? The civilization of God's population continued till occasion created hybrid primitive worker, Abzu, South Africa. How about that? Inscriptions of foundation for first Ininu. That's the temple or, you know, the pantheon. Were laid by Mislim, a king of Kish. Now, can you find Kish? Of course. It's a city of Mesopotamia. It's not where you have God in a feeding where you can't find, right? This, now, just listen to what I am reading to you is the best I can do, right? I don't know if anything else I can do that makes sense. So Kish is where the Inunu was created, right? Or built. Meslim, a king of Kish, who had reigned in circa 2,850 years BC. Descriptions of foundation for first Ininu were laid by Meslim, a king of Kish who had reigned, see, 2000 or 2850 BC. All right. Now, to depend on you to, you know, give your attention and thinking to what I'm reading. And this belongs to African civilization. It don't belong to anybody, you know, the white people who are, say they're controlling the world. Here is tenable proof. AD Anadamani bureaucracy calendar is sodomy in whole, uncivilized, inclusive of Europe, Caucasoid, counterfeit of Elohim zodiac calendar. Therefore, white sodomite criminal use it to scam African hybrid civilization. Let's hope you get that real good. All right. I don't think you have any problem understanding that and following the coherency of what I am trying to tell you today. Now, from Wikipedia, you have the link here. It talks about AD1, right? This is the scam, right? The sodomite scam. The denomination AD1 for this year has been inconsistent, use since the medieval period, when the Anno Domini AD calendar era became the prevalent method in Europe. Listen good. In Europe, AD Anno Domini is brought about in Europe, not in African territories or jurisdiction. All right? Then you go to church. You think church is a good place? All right? Well, church is the AD Anno Domini establishment. Church did not exist under the polytheism BC era. And even to when the BC era ended, only in the context of AD Anno Domini. So in reality, BC era does not cease to exist. Polytheism life does not cease to exist. Right? So if you're following what I am telling you clearly about the Elohim, the divine architects of kingship and first zodiac bureaucracy calendar, that we're talking about the gods Elohim that created hybrid mankind. And after a few years, a few hundred thousands of years, we were given big civilization, right? That's down in the 1200 BC. In what we call the emergence of civilization. emergence of civilization. That's when we stop living in little villages. And we have big civilization. That is what you read about in the Bible, about Adam and Eve in a garden and cannot find a geography where God started, you know, that life of Adam and Eve. That's what the AP Anadamani is telling us in the Bible. The Bible is written under AD Anadamani, the sodomite of Europe, who's destroying the world right now. Think about what they're going on with in America today, right? It's all a Bible-based country today over the past 400 years. If you don't want to get out of this type of thinking, church thinking, you see right now, the covert have totally knocked out the church gathering today, right? And there are more strains of COVID virus coming down on you. That's written to happen to this Bible established church in the world today, because they just made that up 1700 years ago. You have to listen to academic history, my friends. So this is what I'm reading to you: the fallacy of the church calendar that they brought in. You have to understand that the European people, they started stealing from the African people. They never had anything, right? And the what they have as politics, they started. It began in 509 BC. If you do the research, you'll find out what I'm telling you, and stop wasting your time in church and thinking about Jesus Christ and Jesus' blood, right? So here we go. The AD Anadamani dating system was devised in AD 525 by Dionysius Egesus. The terms Anadamani before Christ BC are used to label or number years in the this calendar era is based on the traditionally reckoned year of the, they don't bother tell you that. With the year 6000 of the AD of the Anno Mundi calendar, making the end, they don't tell you anymore, on the continent of Europe. So clearly, here is a report that is explaining where AD Anadamani come from. If you think it is supposed to make white men, conspicate everything in the African venue, going to Europe. They go to Africa and do that. They give the Arab, Islam is an institution made up under AD Anadamani, you know. No African people business into Islam, Christianity, or Judaism. You don't business into that. That's what is killing the world civilization today. All right. So I'm telling you now, this account is giving you the explanation for where AD Anadamani comes in. And AD Anadamani is built upon Gregorian and Jesus' date of birth. No, Jesus don't exist, but look, if you don't understand, this is a sodomy New World fashion that we are in today, and that invite us to believe in Jesus Christ, where none of the story about Jesus Christ is true. Not even one word of it. All right? And now, why do they imitate our calendar? It's to get rid of reality, to get rid of civilization. And you think that all the education you're getting out here in universities and colleges and stuff, you think it is a civilized thing? It's not. Because why white people want to come where black people live and take over full control and say that they have laws to control you? And simply because we are underdeveloped, we don't understand and we cannot maintain control over ourselves. And then these sodomites is bringing their honest culture and suck us up into it. That's the fact. All right. So on the continent of Europe is where this whole bunch of foolishness of AD and Adamany and Christ died for your sin. That's where it started. By these sodomites Europeans who don't have no sense. Right? And they managed to spread it and use their criminal brute force and intimidate black people and kill a lot of black people until today we have the church, the world full of churches. Right? If you don't read, you don't know. You just confined to the Bible. All you will do is believe the Adam and Eve story until you're dead. And you think Jesus will come and resurrect you out of your grave and take you back to heaven. Here, it says, on the continent of Europe, AD Anadamani was introduced as the era of choice. They're telling you, you're going to accept it or not. Here, the Bible in 1582, when Pope Gregory 13 introduced his Gregorian calendar, Europe adhered to the Julian calendar, first implemented by Julius Caesar in 46 BC. Since the Roman Empire's system miscalculated the length of the solar year by 11 minutes, calendar had since fallen out of sync with season. You hear that? My friends, let me tell you something. See what I have read here? This may be the first time you are hearing this, but this can give you a lead into interest to read, to understand these things that have been kept away from our consciousness and our thinking. But we are not going to come out of bondage, psychological bondage, until these things are cleared up and we know exactly what the world, society, what is affecting us and why there are so much problem in the world. And when you're in a position you don't know exactly what to think, then you don't know exactly how to direct your life. Okay? So it's like you're taking the wrong road and you don't really know. You don't really know that's what you're doing. So you're going to the wrong way and hoping that you're all right. Well, I want to thank you for tuning into the program. You're listening to CRS Radio. I hope you're getting good information here that can help you and get you out of ambiguity. Get you into reading coherent, certified, academic history. Certified. The Bible that you're reading and believe in Genesis creation story is not certified. That creation story is not certified. If you find out that it is certified, let me know. Call me and tell me. Right? 661-467-2407. You know, I spent all of my time in church, right? And eventually, before I'm dead, I began to read and begin to find out, what do I do? You know, I begin to follow what is coherent. That's all I do. Follow what is coherent and, you know, all right. I don't think that I am missing anything, because if there were anything else in academia as history, I mean, I would have found it by now. Because the World History textbook that we have here, tell us about the world. I mean, the people that produce the latest version of World History textbook, you can rest assured that they have written lies into these books. But they, guess what? Those lies are not the precedents of our human society. They try to, like, you know, mess up our understanding of some things. But you sure going to find the right information that tells us about the past, our whole the universes, our whole the earth is. So you can know for sure whether or not you are being misled, right? Therefore, I am saying to you, I have been in the Bible for half a century and was a fool, an idiot, and anything that describes when your brain is not functioning right. Well, nothing was wrong with me, like nothing is wrong with most people's brain, as long as you are civilized. You are whole. But guess what? Once somebody delude us and make us, you know, point you in the wrong direction, you are confused. You can resolve your confusion if you begin to deal with coherent, certified history, and stop reading, because no matter what you do, you're never going to correct yourself reading the Bible. You will be satisfied with a lot of things that the Bible says and think that you got it. But it's not coherent. The stuff that you're believing in and think that you're right is not coherent, because you can't read that in a history. History is a record of the past. A dream is not a record of the past. Okay, and a vision is not a record of the past. None of those things are records. Record are something that happened and that is recorded from way back in time and come on down to where we are today. So you have to lose that belief syndrome that makes us, you know, think that, oh, God in the Bible is the God that creates all things, and you have faith in him and you feel great having faith in this stuff. That is not a record of anything, right? Phantom in the Bible. And all you do to be caught up into that type of thinking is to just believe it. You can believe anything. All right. So I want to read a little more about the calendar and see how much I can read of it, because it is the most essential thing and it is being used today. Emulation of our copy. Because why these Europeans emulate everything of the white of the African people? Why? There's a reason why. Because they don't have anything. They're coming from an origin of uncivilized orientation, right? And they are what you call homosexual orientation. That's uncivilized. You don't have that in certified academic history as a civilized orientation. Homosexuality is not civilized orientation. So there's a difference between world history and the Bible that is not world anything. Okay? Nicene Council, right? 325 AD. In Iznik, Turkey, right? That's where these sodomites come from. I just read to you that they are telling you that their version of calendar is something that they are beginning to emulate of the Elohim zodiacal calendar, okay, and come up with their so-called emperor. And these people are not under civilized government law. They invented themselves. Let me go on to tell you some more, because you're not reading anything about the civilized calendar in the Bible. You're not teaching any of that, because these white people take our history and write a Bible and write all sorts of stuff and lead us to support that. It's all about New World Order, Christmas, and Easter, and all these kind of stuff. It must be thrown away out of the minds of black people. Here we go now. Let me start a little from a portion of what is written here, real civilized calendar, all right? There's a lot here about it that you'd be amazed to know that I want to start to bear this thing in continuation. Anyway, I'm reading from the book that is called When Time Began by Zachariah Sitchin, famous author, one of the famous authors who write Sumerian history. Title for this chapter is Calendar Tales, right? And it goes on to say, the story of the calendar is one of ingenuity, of the sophisticated combination of astronomy and mathematics. It is also a tale of conflict, religious fervor, and struggles for supremacy. The notion that the calendar was devised by and for farmers so that they would know when to sow and when to reap has been taken for granted too long. It fails both the test of logic and a fact. Well, who caused us to think that it was just for farmers? It's over the past 2,600 years that the European has been teaching the world something that is not civilized. Okay? Something that is based on homosexual culture and their thinking that they begin to develop after they get a little civilization into their heads. They're not the real thing. They don't belong to civilization at all. Right? They're a culture of sodomy. So now, here the author is setting the academic fact so that we can know it. If you believe by faith in Jesus Christ and Adam and Eve in the garden, this won't do anything for you unless you're going to read it as a scholar and see where this information is coming from. This is history. It's not the Bible. That is not certified by no academic source. None of the people on university and college people who deal with the Bible, and you go even to a seminary that they set up. A seminary is not a civilized place for nobody at all, and especially the African people who are going there simply because they don't know their actual history that is certified academically by scholars who know that this information here
When you look at the pyramid and all these other things that are set up on the planet Earth that mankind did not put there, the gods, the Elohim, not spirit that you have in the Bible, set them up. You can't see anything out in the world except assume that God in the Bible is one made the sea and all that, because they're talking something like that in the Bible. But the Bible is saying really don't make any sense. But you believe it. That's what we believe. That's what I have believed until I start to read explanation of the human civilized world. Follow me in or nothing. I'm saying go read and find out. And you know the difference, because you never read anything to join the church. You never read or know anything to join the church. Just follow your parents, so go to church. And then you become a part of it because the preacher starts to tell you you're going to go to hell if you don't join the church. You don't know the story. You don't know the historic story about why we are here or anything like that. That's what you're supposed to read. Read and find out. When you read and find out, well, it's up to you if you want to believe something far apart from history. It's up to you. All right? So I am trying to call your attention between things you believe and you don't read and get a coherent understanding about where the civilized world is coming from. If you don't know where this civilized world is coming from, you're out of line completely. So to set your head right, you have got to read, like the reason why you went to school and study and come out with a degree. It is because you decide to go there and read and follow what makes sense. As long as you go to church, you're not following what makes sense. Because the belief and faith in what you don't know into this God that is not trustworthy. God in the Bible is the most worthless character you can find. But you won't know that by listening to me with your belief in mind. And I'm telling you, I used to believe it too from a child until I'm 50 years of age. I start to read. Because I never read anything to say I want to be a part of church. I never read nothing. I couldn't read. But I wanted to be a part of church. So that's how vulnerable we are. And especially, I'm talking about we African people. We are pitiful because most of us come on parents who were ancestors came on the ship and survived. Oh, many of us did not survive. And just think that, you know, what is to make us understand the human world? Is our head, our brain, by reading words, the only thing that make us understand existence. And you can't do it like how I went into church and was in church and all of my life. I don't know. I mean, nothing at all. When it comes to civility in the world, eat and drink and just use my senses to know where I'm going and find my way back and all this kind of stuff. You know, I mean, I suffer a lot trying to make sense and can't make no sense. Because you can't make sense by believing and having faith in what you don't know. What you know is must be something of record, not faith and believing. Okay? Because there is it, you are believing into what don't exist. It doesn't bother you. Because you are taught to have faith. Walk by faith. Walk by faith in what you believe and don't know. Right? Yes, that's what it is. So therefore, coherency and, you know, the consciousness and coherency is not to have faith in what you don't know. Coherency and consciousness is to seek knowledge. And knowledge of a record, that's true. You know, if you write the history of your life, it becomes a record. There's just no way that you could just in the hair The same thing that you write in a book. Don't write it. Just speak it in the air and see who is going to know what you have said. Nobody. But somebody could come up and say, you know, this person, I know this person is this person is that, you know, and someone told me about this person. And it doesn't matter how much you're impressed by what somebody say about somebody and some situation. You don't know unless you come in contact with a record that it is true. And if you believe it and have faith in it because somebody tell you and who tell you must know and all that, my friends, you have to throw away those kind of thinking. Throw away those kind of thinking and get to know what belief really, really means in definition and faith. And you will find out faith is not something you put into what you don't know. It doesn't matter how much you really, really believe it. But the fact is, if you're going to act upon what you're thinking, get the knowledge. Don't think it is wrong for you to emphasize, to demand the knowledge. No, because you're not disrespecting anybody when you demand from them a knowledge you need to go out and act upon it if you want. You see what I'm talking about? My friends, you're never going to get that in the Bible. The Bible is leading you, and these preachers are highly persuasive, going to tell you, strengthen your faith in the Lord. Strengthen your faith in the Lord. Have faith in the Lord. Jesus will do it for you. And all those kind of stuff, my friends. And now, I am very, very disappointed in those years I spent in church, and I had nothing else to do but believe that, because no other knowledge was available to me. All right. Now, so I am telling you about the tale of the calendar, and what I really wanted to read to you, I didn't start there. I start at the beginning of the chapter. Okay? If this sounds like it's nonsense to you, I can't help you. I just can't help you. Right? Because our brain with attention and thinking, to pay attention to something and to like, if you're somebody who reads and take direction from words, this is what you have to do. You know, you read and you come out with a degree out of school, and now you don't realize that to understand how life works in general, you will have to read about it too. Just like you go and learn mathematics. The Bible is not giving us a record of Adam and Eve. It's not. It is telling us prophets, you know, prophesy. And prophets prophesy in the Bible to show you it's not a record, because when you check it out, no prophecy, no fulfillment, no Jesus. No, Jesus never exists. People are writing those things in a book. And when you look for Jesus to fulfill the prophecy, the book is telling you that, Jesus run in a bush and hide when he was supposed to fulfill the prophecy to become a king. Right. And again, that is Isaiah 9, 6, and 7, right? With the prescription that you should be reading the fulfillment of Christ in the New Testament, and not one word of fulfillment of what the prophet says should be fulfilled. It is not there. So now I'm telling you about the calendar. That when we go to church, we are under the white people calendar. And it's that calendar they use and steal everything from black people. AD and Adam. Yes, the same Jesus blood, I mean church. That's where we black people are. And we can't come out of it. But bless me, lucky me. After 50 years of age, I start reading. And of course, since I didn't read to get into church, now I'm in church, I'm reading. and I find out that church is not, you know, is not the authentic stuff. It's not the civilized stuff, right? And the ears of the world is the book. I'm reading it. I'm following the words that it is telling me. And it's like, no, not that. The Bible is not a record of anything that civilized people need. Because when you're reading the Bible is telling you about the people who destroyed the African civilization. Until today, that's what they're doing with the church. Right? As I speak, and you go in devotion and stuff like that, you're corrupting your brain with the Bible, with Adam and Eve. Because that's not what the record says. Now, you can read a little bit more about the calendar here, and I don't have a lot more time. It goes on now, because I was at the interesting part that tells you now that for a long time, we think calendar is only to tell farmers when to, you know, plant their crop. And it says, for so long, the calendar has been taken for granted. All right. So he says, farmers do not need a formal calendar to know the season. Imagine, you know, I mean, no, you think the Bible would tell you no? No, the Bible not tell you this. Tell us exactly what calendar is all about. And we're not talking about AD and Adam and his Adamite calendar. Calendar. All right. Uncivilized, that's what the world is today, and people full up in the world, black people are taking off the frequency of civilization and is now a part of a culture that is sodomy. That's what we're doing. That's what we join. Instead, we lead. We are being led. And believe what is not record. How can we have gold and, you know, don't know that we have gold and allow people to give us dry trash? Now, so here is what he's going to tell us now. He's telling you that farmers don't need no formal calendar to know season, right? And primitive societies have managed to feed themselves for generations without a calendar. Now, listen, I'm impressing upon you to listen. I can't push this down your endocrine, okay? I can't push it down there. The point is, you have to pay attention and think. Attention and thinking. You must use to know when you're hearing something that makes sense from when it don't make no sense. These people on Back Talk Radio are blocking what I say because they don't want you to hear record. They want you to stay in the Bible. They have an end. They have an end. White people, Caucasoid, Sodomite culture is dead. And if you want to keep it alive, keep on going to church. Keep on reading the Bible and believe in God, in the Bible, the God that have no sin, who have a son, and all the things that that they have written in the Bible, because we don't think that we have a history to tell us record of the past. We believe that Bible. Now, look at the foolishness that we are following. When it comes to the calendar, we don't know the value of the calendar. We think calendar is just for farmers to plant crops and to know season. It's the Bible thinking that have us believing that over the past 2,000 years. The Bible. We don't know no better. History. The historic fact is that the calendar was devised in order to predetermine the precise time of festivals honoring the gods. Think about that. Now, to have sodomite, the basis of our calendar, and begin to own everything we have as civilized African people, that's a shame. They use our calendar and own everything we have. And I just read to you that the AD and Adamani, that they are using their kind of calendar, AD calendar. Europe them design it. Europe, how it get to the West to control everything black people have? How did they get to use AD and Adamani of Gregory and in the year of our Lord Jesus Christ? How did all those things come together to now own everything black people have, and these sodomites go? Well, first of all, their big step was overthrowing the king in Italy and take the military dress code and went out and begin to invade and conquest. Force hegemony. Take everything the black people have, and then they go into 63 BC. They go into Palestine and take over everything with AD and Adamani. Who did they get to do that? Can you tell me? Right here, I'm reading it here. They began, well, of course, it's 12,000 years ago. I mean, this whole foolishness began when our ancestors go into bed with them and go mingle your blood. Once you mingle your blood and all these old bunch of stuff begin to happen, because the blood that you have inside of you is the power of intelligence and who you are, your identity. Your blood. So anytime you because over the years now, we turn fool. When you're going to have a relationship with somebody, it is all a political thing because of the Bible concept that these white people inculcate into black people. All right. But this association that causes the black people to turn fool started like some 12,000 years ago. Where our ancestors mingle our blood with these Parkeside. That's where it started. Today we don't know and we won't read. And like this man, Zachariah, sitting where a whole bunch of people don't even want to hear Zachariah. In the real history, Sumerian history, that affects civilized people. The hybrid civilized people. And we who are under the original calendar that controls the primary things of civilization, of the human, the hybrid human beings, created by the Elohim in Africa. It sounds like fairy tale, but it's not fairy tale because it's history. Africa is history. It's a record. But then the church come in by these sodomites who mingle with our ancestors and write in the Bible about the Tower of Babel and all this kind of stuff. Those things are fairy tale. The real record is history, and that's what this guy is writing, Zachariah Sitchin. And he's telling, and mocking the fact that the church teaches us Linda is just for a farmer to use for season. And he's telling us it's nothing. ancient people, you know, feed themselves and take care of themselves, and them never have no calendar. They never go buy a calendar or go buy a calendar, right? Because over time, people get to know time and season without them even have good sense about a calendar, right? But now, in our time, we are still of the mentality that calendar is not anything all that important. We don't know until right now that the white people use our calendar and remove land and wealth from us. Okay? That if you are out in the in another country and stuff like that, you want to come to the United States, coming under AD and a Dominic calendar, not zodiacal Elohim calendar. And this is the reason why the world is the way it is. So it goes on to tell that the historic fact is that the calendar was devised the first time, originally, by the Elohim when they came to Earth. Right? They come from above, at a planet out there, and come here to Earth. And they have to fashion things to function earthly. Right? And they created the first earthly calendar. And here we are today in church, speaking in tongues, don't know what we're going on, what we're doing, rolling on the ground and all, and speaking in tongues, right? And something as simple, that's why we are in captivity, because our ancestors go out of the way, and we will have to find our way back, right? And we have to know it's a blood contamination, why we are in this situation here today. And why people is looking at us and getting on us. Because we virtually turned full. Here, the history is telling us that the historic fact is that the calendar was devised in order to predetermine the precise time of festivals. Why? Festival was so important in history? Yes. When there was nothing else important. Festival for what? You don't worship a god in the Garden of Eden? No, that never existed either. Nobody knew nothing about that. What anybody knew is that the gods that came to Earth in Africa, that's the record. All right? The festival honoring the gods. And then after that, there are many other things that follow. A whole narrative that illustrates the importance of the calendar. And you know what? That's about how much I am going to say right here, because, you know, I really feel a lot of passion right now, because we are too far. You can't tell people anything else but about church, Jesus Christ, and him crucified for your sins, Adam and Eve in a garden. They don't read and see that the story of God, of the serpent in chapter 3 of Genesis. They don't see that everything fell apart about the creation of God in chapter 1. 2 and come into 3, nothing hung together. Okay? Because it is sodomite people set all that up in Genesis, and we fall for it. We believe in it. That's why they tell you when you go to church, believe on the Lord and thou shalt be saved. And nothing in the Bible fulfill and make any sense at all. There's no record of what they're writing about Adam and Eve in the garden. And God is as big a liar and an idiot in the Bible, in what the Bible is saying about the God, because none of it is true. It's not history. Jesus Christ, his son, he begot. It can't be in any way possible, but people think God can do anything as long as you believe in Adam and Eve in a garden. God can do anything. And it doesn't matter how stupid and wicked and slimy God is in the Bible, you believe it still, because you don't have a history that tells you about the real world that you're living in. All right? I want to thank you. 508, I see you come in, and I want to thank you for dropping in. I have to cut this short, and I have another errand to run. So I think I've said enough about this, enough for anybody. If this is strange to you, you can go and do something about it. Go at this calendar thing that, you know, you just plant food by. I know when seasons come around. It's far beyond that. And why it was invented in the first place. Why? You see, and tell people the reason why calendar was invented. They probably don't know what to do with themselves. But if you are sensible, you're sober, and you know to hang with the thing, with the substance of words, then you take your cue from words and know that the things that the church told us and we are convinced of it and holding belief and faith in it is garbage. Garbage. Anytime you get acquainted with that, your life is free. Here as hell to hear something like that. That's the way, I mean, you know, I was not so scared like some people would, because I was reading myself and seeing things that nobody was telling me. And that's what got me out. So I got to the extreme of it because I really meant to be, I was an extreme believer that Jesus Christ was coming back for us and all this kind of stuff. I'm reading no prophecy, no fulfillment. Nothing that what they're saying about Jesus is true. Nothing. So I tell folks, call me because I am at liberty. I know enough. Anything I'm saying, it sounds strange and stuff like that. But the thing is, I understand why people will get shook up when they hear it. But I hope in myself for somebody to talk to me. And the only thing is that somebody may be too far back in this ignorance that they can't, you know, see themselves talking to me and have a semblance of knowing anything, and they are going to want to nail down scripture with me, and scripture cannot be argued in that sense, you know, in this uncivilized sense, because that's what we know in the world, that's what we grow up. And Christmas, how can you just wipe out all of these things, you know, with one brush, you know? And like you can't be for real. What I'm saying is real. What I'm saying is real. I suffer a lot before I come to understand myself that the real history in the world is supplanted by the Bible, by sodomite. I want to thank you for tuning into the program, my friend, and we will be hopefully again on the next episode. All right, so take good care. I close out with my tune here that I like by Desmond Dekker and the Aces. It's a Itmec. And this tune, I am falling in love with this tune because, you know what? It's very relevant with my theme. All right? Take good care, and I see you on the next edition.
Never see you when you jump over the wall. You think I never see you when you accidentally fall. Me say, aye, make your party up it down, boy. Why you accidentally fall? Is she crying off the ice water? And that
and you're listening to CRS Radio, the Knowledge Station. I am Galalim. See you later.
Think I never see you when you jump over the wall. You think I never see you when you accidentally fall. Me say, aye, make you pop to your feet, boy. Why you accidentally fall? Is she crying out the ice water?
Yeah.